from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Snowmobilers are happy with the white gold that's fallen the past week or so. However, the president of the Trail Association that stretches from Temiskaming Shores to Iroquois Falls says more freezing is still needed to firm up a few marshy areas. Gilbert Fortin is happy that trails are finally opening.
Timmins finally has a complete loop around the city, and we're slowly connecting to outside areas from Timmins and also connecting like from Curtin Lake to Matheson to Iroquois Falls.
The latest information is always on the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs interactive map. A 29-year-old driver from Iroquois Falls is charged with driving while impaired by drugs, resulting from a traffic complaint yesterday afternoon. Iroquois Falls OPP say they pulled the driver over on Municipal Road in Dundonald Township, that's the McIntosh Springs area, shortly after 3 o'clock. The driver's license has been suspended for 90 days, their vehicle impounded for 45 days, and they have a court appearance set for March 13th. Ontario's Education Ministry is being called on to look for efficiencies in the 4 school board system. While not saying how many boards there should be, the Near North Board in the North Bay area says it wants the government to look at how to bring more resources to students, staff, and schools. Trustee Bill Steer says regardless of background, all students can benefit from a new educational delivery system that recognizes and includes all existing charter and constitutional rights. He adds everything in the public sector has become more expensive to deliver as an essential service. Steer also says Ontario's healthcare system underwent a provincially mandated overhaul, and so too can education. Despite what U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls a loose end to be tied up, he maintains hope that a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip will begin on Sunday. Israel delayed a cabinet meeting to discuss the pact with Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the militant group is backing out of the understandings and creating a crisis. Palestinian authorities say continued Israeli airstrikes on Gaza killed 77 people in the day since the truce plan was announced.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.